We all set, Karen? Okay, welcome back from lunch. Frank assures us we have a five-minute discussion on enforcement. I'd also, with the council's concurrence, like to move the Red Crab 4:30 agenda item up directly behind Frank. We have the entire Red Crab fishery sitting in the audience right now. So is there an objection? Seeing none, take it away, Frank.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The committee has not met since our last council meeting, but we behind tab 11, you'll find what you need. The RA sent a letter saying that he has the authority to add additional gear storage requirements, but he doesn't have the authority to or the ability to remove specific existing methods. So that's something we're taking action to do. The Coast Guard, he had some concerns of whether or not the Coast Guard wants to make sure that the Coast Guard's on board with what we do. I don't want to speak for Captain Nicole if he's here, but as far as I know right now, the committee is comfortable with the blue tarp option for the net reel, the orange snow fence, and the cargo net. If anybody has a question on the cargo net, we do have a picture that Karen could put up. Where we stand now is either the mid needs to change the squid and mackerel butterfish plan, or our council has to change something. And George has his hand up.
George.
Yeah, thanks. I think we've figured this out. And excuse me, and we have an easy fix, I think. The RA does not have the authority to take something out, as you said, but he does have the authority to put something in. So if the council wants to add essentially that other vehicle for having exemption, then we can do that through our own rulemaking. We wouldn't be taking anything out. We would be adding this as another option for somebody to use, should they choose to use that rather than the existing tarp. And we do that through rulemaking. Neither council has to do anything more.
Okay, with that, I'd make a motion that the council ask the RA to approve the orange snow fence and the cargo net. That's not a committee motion, so I need a second.
Is there a second to Frank's motion? Second by Terry. Council discussion? Captain DeCole.
Just to clarify, Terry, the orange cargo net, right? Because we want to make sure that we can see the difference between the two.
Sure. I mean, I think it's readily accessible, so, I mean, I got no problem with that. And I already have two of them, so it's really not going to do anything to me.
Are there any other questions? Any questions or comments from the audience? Dave.
You know, I hate to be the nabob of negativity all the time, but where does this leave the disconnect in the doors? Because that was the primary focus originally. That is the thing that is the most dangerous. Having those doors disconnected and smashing against the boat like wrecking balls is, I mean, I won't do it. You're going to arrest me. I won't do it. I'm not going to have my boat smashed apart. So I really need to know where that ended up in this whole three-year process.
Frank, do you have an answer for that?
I don't have that answer. It looks like George is looking.
Lou?
It just got kind of lost in it during the summer. The last actual action by a council was the Mid-Atlantic Mackerel Squid Butterfish Committee basically approved our enforcement committee's recommendation to eliminate the wire rule and the tarp rule, or replace the tarp rule with something else. And just added to have the regional administrator go to public hearings when he made a change. That was it. But they basically supported those two things, and our committee had as well.
Captain.
I believe those requirements are in the squid mackerel butterfish plan, so the MID's going to have to vote to change that.
Any other comments? George?
Yeah, those regs are in the mackerel squid butterfish plan, but I think we still think we have a way to not put that the towing wire provision in the new language that we would use. We're going to have to check this with Gene to make sure, but I think we can do it as part of the same action.
Other comments? Dave?
If that's the case, that's fine, but if in lieu of what George said, if you do in fact need an action to do that because it's removing something, then I would request that the council make a motion to take that action. This is incredibly dangerous, having in a fiberglass or a wooden boat, having those doors smashing against the side of the boat disconnected from the towing wires. The towing wires are how you tension them off so that they can't do that. So, we had removed it in the action we took when I was on the council, but that action was disallowed. So I'm not sure we're entirely out of the woods here yet. This is certainly an improvement over the tarp, but the towing wires are equally important. Thank you.
Anybody wish to amend the motion on the board? Ellen.
I'd like to add wording that and to remove the requirement to disconnect the towing doors, the trawl doors from the towing wire.
Are you feeling friendly, Frank?
Yes. The actual wordage in the reg says the towing wires are detached from the doors, so that would be what's in the regs now. So that's fine. I think that covers it.
George, we have a clarification coming.
Yeah, I think we're still trying to figure out how this provision works with the RA's authority. To take out the provision to have the trawl doors disconnected, which is currently tied to the blue tarp provision, would take a council action. To put in a new requirement with the snow fence and the cargo net, we think we could do that without including in that the requirement to remove the doors.
Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
It seems that the issue, correct me if I'm wrong, George, the issue is that you think the regional administrator can add methods of stowage but cannot remove methods of stowage from the regs. So why can't you just write a whole new method of stowage that says that the cables don't need to be connected, whatever they're talking about with the tarps? So now somebody has a choice. They can either choose the method where they disconnect the cables or they can choose the method where they don't disconnect the cables, which seems to get around this concern. I'm just trying to – it seems silly, but it seems to get around this concern.
Yeah, I think that's what I was just trying to describe, okay. But I didn't do it very well. We're kind of thinking through this as it's coming up, and we'll have to check with the attorneys, but we're thinking the same thing, Tom.
Ellen.
Could we just change the wording to and allow the trawl doors to remain connected to the towing wires?
That work okay?
I think so.
Okay, Frank.
You want to remove the disconnect part?
To remove also, right? To remove the it.
No, they can't. They can't remove it, but they can allow. They can allow something.
But that's why you got to get rid of
it. You have to remove where it says to remove the requirement.
Okay, Alan, you're comfortable with the language
yeah.
on the board?
Mm-hmm.
You guys okay with it?
Remove the two and the lap, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Everybody comfortable with the motion as it's worded? Does anybody want to make any further comments? Seeing none, those who support the motion on the board, please indicate so. Motion carries 16-00. Is there any other business from the enforcement?
No, the enforcement committee's work was unanimous. That's it.
Thank you. Red crabs. Karen? It was perfected.